Corey McKernan joins me as well, two-time premiership player at North Melbourne. He was an absolute gun, a star, 182 games for North. Also had a stint at Carlton, 237 games in all, and was a renowned goal kicker and, well, some say Brownlow medalist as well. Welcome to you, Corey. Great to have you on the program. Thanks for your time.
G'day, Dwayne. How you going, mate?
I'm good. It always is nice to hear you pop your head up and say a few things in the media because you've got a really highly respected opinion. You give some balance sometimes. I don't agree with them all, but I love the way you're prepared to fight for your people and fight for your club. And the recent one last week about fighting for North Melbourne to stay in Melbourne and continue to fight the fight, even though they are playing a few games in Tassie, was music to the ears of many North Melbourne fans, no doubt.
Oh, look, I think, Dwayne, you nearly take it upon ourselves. I think one of your esteemed colleagues at Fox Footy, David King, I think King and I are both the same, that if you feel like at different times that North Melbourne need a voice, and, you know, I mean, I think there's certain times we need to stand up. I'm not saying that the club don't, but when people are actually going out there with things that are pretty much factually incorrect, it seems like at different times the Kangaroos are a too easy target. So King and I are all too happy to point out the facts and say, hey, we're actually going not too bad here. So we're both pretty passionate Kangas men, as you've well seen.
And you also showed some support for a good friend of yours, old teammate of yours, Dean Laidley. Obviously, no condoning the things that he's been investigated over with the police, but at the same time, still you tend to be in the environment, the footy environment, where you give as much support to old teammates as you can.
Oh, look, I think, and you might have had some teammates over the journey yourself, Dwayne, that have either got themselves into a rough patch, and Dean is definitely in that case at the moment, and we throw all our support behind him. Obviously, our thoughts go out to the people that are even affected in this, and I know that, you know, I mean, in terms of the other charges that may be at play, but look, at the end of the day, all I can control is that Dean's was a great teammate of mine, and whenever you see any of your mates or your friends in trouble, I think what happens, Dwayne, that people often forget that when you're down at your lowest hours, you do remember the support that you get. So I think I mean, doing my bit, but when I saw the likes of Dennis Pagan, Wayne Swass, Brent Harvey, Mark Brayshaw, the character witnesses that came forward, I think they knew that, yeah, Dean had obviously got himself into a bit of a bind at the moment, and hopefully he can get through it with the right support.
And that issue aside, the Dean Laidley issue aside, just in general, the mental health aspect is something that everybody in the community has to cope with, the pressures of their particular world. But at least the footballer's got mates in that regard. Having been involved in a team for a long time, we're kind of lucky we've got that base to fall on.
Mate, it's very interesting you should say that, because when I suppose the result of the pandemic is people are under a lot more stress, and obviously mental health, as you mentioned, whether it's elite athletes or everyone out there in society, is a big issue at the moment. And look, over the last two mornings at 7 o'clock every morning, I've thrown it out there to people just to, what can I do to do my bit? And I thought, I'll just create a walk where I just called it Walk With Me. And I thought, you know what, I haven't got a medical background, Dwayne, but I thought, you know what can I bring to the table? Just help people get off to a great start to their days. And I'll tell you what, it's been incredibly rewarding. Like the first morning we had Wayne Swass on, who, you know, has been a great advocate of mental health. And then even this morning, like just everyday people knowing the difference that you're making in people's lives just to get them out of bed and get them off to a good start to their day. And I suppose the common theme that comes through, and sometimes that happens with elite athletes or what's happened in the pandemic, is when you take away people's structure in their lives, that's when they seem to get themselves into trouble. And look, all that I've tried to do the last few mornings, and we'll keep doing it at 7 o'clock every morning, where we'll just go for a walk together on a Zoom call, and, you know, I mean, just share our thoughts and see how we can make each other better.
You've always been part of getting your little North Melbourne family together once a year or twice a year, you and Kingy, to try and keep that bonding base as vibrant as ever. Do you think you would have done that if you didn't win flags together? Do you think there would have still been that love of each other that lasts the whole lifetime, because you played under such a strong leader as Dennis Pagan and, and the Duck as well in many respects. But Dennis Pagan just seemed like that coach that had so much love built between his players that it was going to last forever.
Well, you sort of had to, Dwayne, because as we know, in Dennis's words, he's not backwards and coming forward. And it definitely made us be closer together because we had that common bond. We can all joke about it now. Like Wayne Carey said, we used to have a beer together and work out how we're going to get rid of Dennis. But in the end, without Dennis Pagan, look, I know, look, even from a personal point of view, it's well documented. You know, I probably had my run-ins with Dennis and end up going to Carlton. But I know as a player, as a person, that I'm eternally grateful for the effect that Dennis has had on my entire life. It just carries through in daily habits now and even little things where you laugh and you see, I think it might have mentioned on Fox Footy when you guys were doing one of the recall rounds about even just wearing sunglasses, you know what I mean? Things like that, that just these old type habits. Well, we all joked about it because in the parade for the 98 grand final, Dennis basically said, "You blokes, no sunglasses." Well, any wonder we kicked 2 goals 11 in the second quarter because we couldn't see.
I don't know if you watched the Jordan documentary, The Last Dance, at all, but the brutal feedback era is an interesting era in world sport. We see it from Jordan and the Chicago Bulls' point of view, but you lived it as well. It was an era that will never come back, but it was unique to its time, and it was almost felt like the right thing at the time.
Yeah, we were pretty unique, though. I think one of the great things that we had at North Melbourne, that everyone was like treated equal, and even... You know, even little things like at training, you could imagine this, Dwayne, and for everyone that's been like around footy clubs, it's like you drop a ball at training and you usually go up behind someone and say, "Oh, next one will come." Well, even if it was the great Wayne Carey, you'd walk up behind him if you'd fumbled one and go, "It's all right, Wayne, it'll come, stick at it." So it was just all that, you know, I mean, that little banter that we had amongst each other that just made for a great environment to play football.
And I know you've been nominated as one of the greatest AFL team of the AFL era, brought to you by Red Energy for award-winning local customer service. Switch to Red Energy, 100% Australian energy retailer. You've been named as one of the greatest rucks in the AFL era. I saw you more of a key position guy as almost being more your home. Where did you like to play most, or was the mix perfect for you?
I think the mix, Dwayne, really suited me. I think sometimes... like I generally probably played my best footy where you could have a run up on the ball. And then I think, yeah, when I felt like I probably got into the game a bit and got a few touches, because invariably when you're playing down forward, the ball was going over your head, Dwayne. It was going to another bloke called Wayne Carey. So I became very good at running back with the flight of the ball.
And your other blokes down there as well that were great goal kickers as well. I suppose you had to adapt to what was required of you at the time, and that's why you played so many minutes as a ruckman as well?
Oh, look, the other thing is, and I'd say it to a lot of key position players and tall blokes today, that don't just pigeon yourself into one position if they're ruckman. And I know that way back when I was helping out doing the ruck scene with North Melbourne, and yeah, even with the likes of Todd Goldstein or Hamish McIntosh and talking to these guys, they would sometimes get narky about being taken off the ground. And I'd say, well, okay, when you make yourself that, okay, you can go forward and you can take a mark and kick a goal. And I really prided myself on that because I wanted to stay on the field the whole time. But I think if you can do both effectively, and at the end of the day, when you're 6'6" or above, you are expected to take marks above your head. So if you can... I mean, go forward and take those contested marks. As you know, Dwayne, you're worth your weight in gold.
And do you like the game as it stands now, Corey? Do you enjoy it as much as ever? Do you think it's better now? Which era do you think you would like to have played in? Do you think you would rather have played now, or was your era perfect for you?
I think with my athleticism, I still would have been good in today's era. I think with even the games, and as I said, I've watched a number of those games that you've called on Fox Footy. Look, some of those games during the 90s, I think they were just unbelievable games of footy. Like, I think it was contested ball, kicking the ball long, fast and quick, and invariably tough. It was a an amazing period. As I said, when you get the benefit of looking back on Fox Footy and seeing those games, you realise how special those games were to be a part of.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been absolute fun to do. We haven't done many of the dud games, and there were a few back then as well. Great to have a chat, dear Corey. When you look back, do you consider yourself, you know, lucky to have played in two flags, or unlucky to have lost that thing hanging around your neck?
No, I always look at it this way, Dwayne. I remember when I went in on the Sunday footy show before the 96 grand final, of all places, I remember having a conversation with the great Doug Hawkins in the toilet. And I remember Dougie saying that, he goes, I think Doug had just finished. It was his last year in 96. And he played, what was it, 359 yeah. games. And he mentioned, I only ever played in two finals. And then that's when the enormity for me is that in 1996, I was playing in my seventh or eighth final and fortunate enough to play in a grand final. So I think at the end of the day, you're incredibly lucky. I mean, the period that we came through at North Melbourne and very fortunate.
Great to have a chat to you, Corey, and really enjoy being able to listen to some of your philosophy. Thanks for your time and good luck going forward with those walks.
Thanks, mate. No worries.
Corey McKernan, two-time premiership player at North Melbourne and part of this Red Energy competition. And you can vote. We're looking at the greatest rucks of the AFL era. So 1990 on. Corey McKernan named in that category alongside Max Gawn, Paul Salmon, Jim Steins, Aaron Sandilands, Brody Grundy, Dean Cox, Sean Wren, Todd Goldstein, Simon Madden, Matthew Primus, Scott Wind, and Justin Madden. And as I mentioned a few days ago, I had Simon Madden as my number one ruck, given that he was the All-Australian ruck in 1990, so he fits the category, was probably the number one ruck of all time, Simon Madden. So you have to give him the ruck spot in that team, according to me. But according to you, 1-300-736-736, jump on the line. 1-300-736-736 is the number.